The first thing we do is sit. Sit within a chair, sit on a floor on a cushion, sit however you wish. But it is preferable not to lie down. When you sit, bring your attention to the body. Bring your attention to the lowest point in your body, to the feet, and slowly scan the body, looking for any signs of tightness, any signs of tension, any parts of the body that are not as relaxed as they could be. This can be a fairly quick process. You want to scan from the feet all the way to the crown of the head. And as you scan each part of the body, just look for a sense of relaxation, stillness, and comfort. And if you find that any part of the body is tight or uncomfortable, make a small adjustment to that part of the body to bring it into a sense of stillness and relaxation. You can also do this to the internal organs. You can bring your attention to the stomach, to the heart, to the lungs, and just breathe gently and make sure that those parts are still, quiet, and relaxed. When you've done scanning the body, bring your attention to the reason why you wish to meditate. We call this a motivation or an intention. It can also be seen as a goal. Each and every time you sit to meditate, you want to set this intention. And stay with the same intention within each meditation until you feel that you've achieved that intention. There are two sentences that I give to people to help them to achieve an understanding of what their intention is. The first sentence is, "I wish to be." Ask yourself, what is it that you wish to be? Possibly you wish to be calm, quiet, relaxed. Possibly you wish to be happy. The second sentence is, "I wish to remove." What is it that you wish to remove? I wish to remove anger. I wish to remove some bad habit. Look at both of these sentences and figure out which one might work for you. And once you bring that thought into your mind, you're going to work within your meditation to achieve this. After we set our intention, we turn to the breath. There are two ways to breathe within meditation. The first is to gently breathe in through the nostrils and gently breathe out through the nostrils. The second method of breathing starts the same. We breathe in through the nostrils and we breathe out through the mouth. Both forms of breathing are acceptable. There's no right, there's no wrong. Which one do you choose? You choose whichever one feels the most natural for you, and whichever one you can feel a sense of comfort within, whichever one brings the body and mind into a state of rest, relaxation, and stillness. It is okay to use these different methods in different meditations. Now, the keys to breathing for meditation are: when we breathe in through the nostrils, let it be a gentle in-breath. Feel the air as it enters in through the nostrils, fills the lungs. And then when you breathe out, you want to feel the effect of the out-breath on the body and notice the effect on the mind. You will notice that as you exhale, it has a quieting effect on the body. Brings the body into a state of stillness, calmness. With each exhalation, you will notice that the mind starts to quiet. possibly only a little bit in the beginning. It is also very important that when you breathe out, before you breathe back in, wait a moment or two. Give yourself this moment or two to notice the effect of the out-breath on the body and the mind. Gently breathe in. Gently breathe out. Wait a moment or two, then breathe in again. We do 11 rounds of breath. A round is one inhalation and one exhalation. You can do more than 11 if you wish. You can do less than 11 if you wish. But 11 is a good number for beginning meditators. Now, somewhere between the first in-breath and the 11th out-breath, you will notice that an element appears within the space that exists at the level of the eyebrows. It is the space that we see when our eyes are closed. Sometimes we perceive the space as an area somewhere in front of us. Some perceive this area as behind their eyes. Some call this the mind's eye. Within that space, at the very least, you will start to detect a lightening. When we first close our eyes and we turn to that space, it's a very dark space. But as we start to breathe, we notice that that space begins to lighten. We want to notice this. Now, for some, the element that appears within that space can be more specific. It can be a very specific light, such as a circular light. We might see a circular white light. We may experience a room full of a different colored light, purple, maroon, pink, or white. You may experience the light as almost like curtains being drawn, or the reflection of a wave. It may appear like a little tiny dot, almost like floaters. Some people perceive a personal object. It can be anything. Some see teacups. Some see animals. Some see watches. Some see a person's face. It may be the face of someone that you have great love, great respect for. Maybe the person who is closest to you. It may be someone who is no longer with us. And if you're spiritually inclined, you may detect a spiritual presence. Now, whatever appears within that space, we want to bring the full attention to that object, to that space. We bring the full attention to that space and hold it there for as long as we can, as long as we wish. We remain within that space with our full attention on this object without breaking our attention. And if you find that you become distracted or interrupted by your thoughts or by an external sound, return to the breath, gently breathe in and breathe out a couple of times, and then return to that space and that object. And if you hold your attention there on whatever object is there for just 30 to 60 seconds, then congratulate yourself, because it's not easy to do in the beginning. But your mind will reward you and tell you, I like that, I want to do that again. And that special state, that meditative state that we maintain for 30 to 60 seconds will turn into a couple of minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or even more as time goes on. It is with practice that that time will increase. Now, when you're breathing for meditation, one of the objectives is to quiet the mind. And you're going to find that it can be difficult in the beginning stages of learning to meditate to quiet the mind, can be especially difficult if you're doing this during the workday and you have thoughts about things that you wish to accomplish, things that you feel that you need to accomplish. So I'm going to give you three techniques on how to quiet the mind while you're breathing so that you can connect with that object. The first technique is a traditional technique. We follow the breath. When you breathe in, follow the air as it enters in through the nostrils, fills the lungs. Feel the air within the lungs. Feel your chest expand. As you breathe out, feel the lungs as the air leaves them. Feel the abdomen contract. Feel the air as it leaves either the nostrils or the mouth, whichever you prefer. As you breathe in, notice that there is a slight coolness to the air. And as you breathe out, notice there is a slight warmth to the air. Notice the different characteristics of the breath as you breathe in and breathe out. Allow yourself to be fascinated with this thing that we do thousands of times a day, but we bring no notice to this. The second technique to quiet the mind is to use a counting technique. When you breathe in, count quietly to yourself, starting from the number one, and say to yourself, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Count up to whatever number represents the maximum in-breath. For most people, this is usually 3, 4, or 5. And then as you breathe out, we do the same. Begin counting from the number one again and say to yourself, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once again, count to whatever number represents the maximum out-breath. And once the breath has left us, we wait a moment or two before breathing in. Continue counting throughout all the cycles of in-breath and out-breath until the mind begins to quiet. You may find that you have to count all the way to the 11th out-breath, and that's fine. Now, the third technique to quiet the mind is a bit of a visual technique. Imagine that you're in a room full of a light white mist, and see yourself within this room. See yourself as you breathe in through the nostrils, and you see the white mist entering in through the nostrils. Then we breathe out. We breathe out through the mouth, and we see that white mist leaving the mouth. But the mist does not simply return to the space. We catch this with our nostrils and breathe it in again. Breathe it in and breathe it out. And we start to create a circular pattern of this white mist entering in through the nostrils, exiting our mouth. And as we breathe out, we capture it again with our nostrils. In the beginning stages of meditation, you may want to use a timer. A good time to set on your timer in the initial stages of meditation and when learning how to meditate is 5 minutes. And when you hear the timer go off, or you simply have decided that it's time to end the meditation, we end our meditation by gently breathing in and then gently breathing out. We bring our attention to the body. You can bring the attention down to the feet, wiggle the toes, bring some circulation back to the feet. Bring that attention to the hands and wiggle the fingers. And then finally bring your attention to your eyes and very slowly open your eyes and become fully present. Do not rush coming out of the meditative state. Let it be very slow. Let it be very enjoyable. And when you're done, simply examine what you've done. Ask yourself, was my body still? So still that it felt light or possibly even heavy. Different people perceive this differently. Did I experience a sense of clarity? The mind became clear. Did I experience some degree of luminosity, of brightness within the mind's eye? Do I feel a sense of joy? What does joy mean in terms of meditating? It can simply mean I feel relaxed. I feel that this was a positive experience. It brought me to a nice place. If you experience any of these things, you have, in fact, meditated. Congratulate yourself.